Yeah, just even those out with the with a new table.
Jim Denovan is arranging tables for more than 100 dinner guests on Breyer's farmstead in rural Virginia. He and his 8-member crew arrived the night before. Chefs from a local restaurant prepared the dinner, called Outstanding in the Field. It's what Denovan calls a culinary adventure. He came up with the idea about a decade ago.
The mission of Outstanding in the Field is to bring people closer to where food comes from and hear the stories directly from the farmer, walk around and get to know places like this, which are important, I think.
Denovan is a former chef and his brother is a farmer. The idea of farmside dinner made sense to him, but not necessarily to others.
But I wanted to make the idea work, so I decided to cross the country. I went all the way across the United States and set the table in farms and ranches and on beaches and all the places where food comes from.
Guests arrive with their own plates. After a brief welcome, the farmer leads them on a tour.
These are free-range chickens.
We want them to eat as much pasture as possible because that's the magic.
Matt Cicchini runs this ecological farm along with his family.
This type of event connects us with a lot of enthusiastic people, people that we can form relationships with in the future. And this type of small farm business thrives on relationships.
The tour ends at the table. The meats in this 5-course meal come from Cicchini's farm. The vegetables and other ingredients from nearby farms. Guests and local farmers share the table. Anoyika Ingram came with a friend.
The food has been absolutely wonderful. I totally appreciate hard work because now that you see everything they have to do to take care of the animals and make sure they're well cared for.
Alex Bogle came with his family.
It's also especially wonderful to sit at a table this big with all these people, and the sense of community is wonderful.
Denovan and his team have served almost 13,000 people in the U.S. and beyond. But open-air feasts can be challenging.
It could just start raining and we'd have to carry the table all the way to the... There's actually a barn right there. It's not always beautiful weather. But for us, that's part of the adventure.
Denovan is planning to expand his operation.
Next year, we're planning to go to Asia, to Africa, New Zealand and Australia, and back to South America.
He hopes that honoring the people who bring nourishment to the table will spread around the world. For producer June So, Amy Katz, VOA News.